but they were not very, it didn't look to me like they were very substantial. They didn't have enough cement in them to where they last forever, and they sort of crumble away. And then in Mexico, they put those concrete fences down there and embed glass in the top of the fence. And some of these folks would try to climb the wall and get on the other side, they'd cut the devil out, they'd cut the hands all up on that glass. Of course, in the Army, we were taught to be ready for that glass, because they used that over in Europe, too. We'd have to have a blanket with us, and we'd throw that blanket over the fence and go right over the fence anyway. It wouldn't cut through the blanket.
Was much cotton ever grown in this area?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I'd say in the Vera County at one time was one of the heaviest cotton growing counties in the state of Texas. They used to, they'd go, I think maybe about 105,000 bales in a year, because cotton was paying off then. And these farmers didn't have much imagination. They'd just go out and grow all the cotton pit. They take pasture land that's been growing cows in, they plow that up and plant cotton. And it got to where there'd be cotton everywhere. But the price of cotton went down, and labor stayed too high for them to make too much money on it. It's pretty hard. It's the prices that they have to pay for farm labor, and the expenses and the trouble that they have to go to plow the land and cultivate it. When they plant cotton, you got to put your buster through there, and your buster plow, get a heavy plow to brush the ground. And then after you run your buster through, it breaks the land, and you got to take your disc plow. You could take a harrow, all right, or a disc plow. A disc plow makes a little more sense, because the discs will cut the soil up. And then after you run the disc through it, they call it disking, then you take your cultivator. Your cultivator is fixed so it will plant, it'll make your rows, it'll plant your rows, and it'll straighten, while you drive it, it'll straighten out the rows out, and it'll put a plant a seed about every 6 inches. After the cotton comes up, then you got to chop it. Well, you got to thin it out. The cotton's too thick. But they'd rather plant it thick and chop it than to plant it thin, because a lot of seed don't come up, maybe. So they plant cotton about one plant every 6 inches. And they come along with a hole. And now that's one of the dirtiest part of farm work, is chopping cotton. You come along with that cotton, you chop out, you thin it, but you're supposed to pick the good, good stalks and leave the good stalks, and cut out the bad stalks, and you cut out the weeds too. There's always a bunch of weeds that come up. However, farmers around here, since they're having a hard time, they don't chop cotton so much. They've got some machinery now. They can run some machinery through. Usually cotton chopping comes along about the middle of June and 1st of July. And so they run a machinery through, and the machinery thins it out, and they can do a very good job. And usually the cotton's pretty thick. And that result is the cotton is thick. And now by being thick, it'll grow all right, but it doesn't produce as much per bush. It puts out too many leaves and not enough